And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
Unafeared here on Declare Your Independence. I'm here in the Stancock and Feast of the from the beautiful studios of Freedom's in the StreamsPhoenix.com. All right, what we're going to do in the third hour, Sean Owen from Equistart, Equistart.io, E-Q-U-A, Start.io. All right, give you some of his bona fides here, and we'll get down to it. Now, it's a blockchain a thing that's going to be able to do tokens and securities in a way that you can use in your business to say, and explain it to us. Now, Sean Owen's an entrepreneur with experience in management and ownership of enterprise operations with a passion for systems development, business operations, product delivery, and client service. Sean became involved with blockchain technology through his advocacy of Bitcoin in early 11. He frequently speaks and writes on blockchain technology and digital currencies. A dynamic and energetic operator with 23 years in business operations with proven track record, a progressive graduation of growth, both personal and professional, blah, 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 blah. But let's get down to Equistart. From creation to management, Equistart makes working with business documents easier, faster, and more secure. Equistart delivers an enterprise cloud solution to draft, sign, and manage all of your organization's agreements, capitalization table, and ownership structure. So we're going to bring corporations and board of directors and everything down into your phone. Okay? That's what it's worth. With Equa, you can overcome bureaucratic roadblocks before they become business challenges by digitizing your organization's documentation from the start. You eliminate problems before they surface. With Equa, you can spend less on legal fees, protecting your profit and loss. Simplify the creation and management of documents, saving valuable time. Create clean documents, eliminating version control issues. This version and 3.7 version of the version. Eliminate the need for paper storage, increasing efficiency. Leverage a central source of truth, securing audit trails. So I guess we got ledger stuff going on. Utilize advanced technology, ensuring security of information. We'll talk about that. Manage your capitalization table, controlling your organization's assets. All right. So let's say good morning to Sean Owen. Hello, Sean. How are you?
Hey, everybody. How's it going, Ernest?
Okay. Now, this is what you're offering in the space here. Someone that, you know, if you've been in business, you know what's going on in business and business. And you say, all right, what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and offer a service that would what? Change business from the beginning? Is all of this legal? Do we care? You know what they've done? Are you need a change in the laws? Are you complying with laws to be able to digitize and bring up the speed? Everybody, is this just an America thing? Is it a worldwide thing? Everything. Tell me everything. Go.
Yeah, you bet. So it's good to be here with you. You know, this is an everything, everywhere, everything problem. And it stems from my background in business that it's just painful to be in business. And it's chaotic. You're at war every single day with your team, and you're out there against your competitors, against yourself, against the product market fit and everything else that you can think of you're up against. And oftentimes, a giant portion of your P&L is being spent on expenses that don't necessarily yield any value to the shareholders, to yourself as the owner or your employees. And so finding ways to cut through that is always very valuable. If you can add back the peace of mind to a business and the admin, you add a lot of value. And I'm coming at it from a particular angle of administration of rights and cap tables, which is the securities of who owns the company, but that could be an organization. So if it, we take a higher level approach here, whether it's a distributed autonomous organization like the pirate ship that we'll probably talk about, if it's something more specifically tangible like a real estate company and it's an LLC, those are still just organizations, which I define as sequences or agreements, a series of complex agreements, simple or complex, that people have said yes to, and this is what we do, and here's how we do it. So we're really looking at programmable law, and using that loosely, it's how do you say what and how we do things, and then how do we program that? So when you have an understanding of who owns what, we use that for authenticating. So that's, you know, who's in an organization most of the times, especially if it's a company, you know, every single person involved. Then you have the parts of the company that report to the jurisdiction it's in. So say the government part of the law, who are you paying taxes to or who are you not, depending on where you're at. And then the rest is pretty much written by the ownership and or best practice. You know, so if there's a corporation, it's going to use bylaws typically. Delaware's got a pretty much standardized version of this. LLCs use operating agreements. Other countries use constitutions or different types of governing documents. And it's really just taking language and describing what we do and how we do it. You know, so it takes three people to vote on if we want to liquidate this out of, you know, out of five. We've had a $50,000 spending limit for person over X over here. All of this is really just laws that you've made up for your organization. So how can that be done better? Because in my history, it's been a train wreck dealing with law firms and operations, and the two don't necessarily always have the same picture, and you don't have them always involved all the time, so there's no holistic picture. So creating an environment where all of that can start to get consolidated down and much more efficient, you get a compound effect once you start to build that out with technology. Specifically, I'm using blockchain technology as the underpinning, which a lot of your great guests you've had on have explained this over and over, whether it's about Bitcoin Cash, Raven Chain. Those are all these layers of blockchain consensus mechanisms, and you have the ability to transfer ownership of assets. Fundamentally, there's a core value there that I don't think people have leveraged enough yet, with, that I've always been fascinated with, which is the concept that Bitcoin brought into the space originally of all of the Bitcoin is there, and that who owns it changes. The Bitcoin doesn't change. It's always the same amount. There's always the same amount, but the people who own it have different rights that transfer. So taking that and assigning that to decision-making, so if I own a 25% of a company, I have 25% of the rights, and however that's written, that I can either transfer that to somebody else through a set of rules, or I can take and own those rights and take action on them, meaning I can delegate that to somebody else, I can hire, fire people. So all of this is very complex, but when you have a foundation of something immutable or non-counterfeit, i.e. blockchain, and you have proof that you and I are both a part of an organization and you own part and I own part, and we both have our signatures that attest to the decisions we make, there's a whole new world of efficiency that can be gained that just hasn't been there. That's really what I'm doing in Equa, and I could talk about all different angles of it, but we'll just take it wherever you want to go with it.
No, that's you got us started. You know, thank you. All right, this is what I'm first questions. Why in the hell would lawyers in the traditional way that things are being done with board of directors that go around in a little skullduggery and behind the scenes of the scandal of the whatever the heck and the corruption of and dealing with and the regulators of we share board of directors all over the planet with kind of stuff and it's kind of, you know, we do it at the party and the blackmail of and kind of, you know, why would they want to go to like Truth, Justice, and American Way with what you're doing? It seems to me that they're going, damn it, you're going to take all the slop out. And what happened, you know, with the SEC and the man and everybody going after Patrick Byrne for doing exactly this? You see my point? I see the benefit of what you're talking about, but you're in an environment where they don't want it fixed, you know? They just want to control it more. So what you're asking for is a totally different, does it even have to comply with law? I mean, what law? And is there a law to, yo, we got to be truthful with the law? And they're going, that was like our last choice, you know? So I understand we're going to get into the nitty-gritty and how this would actually start to take off, because sooner or later, it's going to be somebody who's going to start doing this, and you're going to organize your businesses from the beginning in math and encryption and blockchain and immutability and signatures and multi-sig and then what?
From the sixth letter of Captain Mark. A pirate's life is characterized by voluntary interactions. Unfortunately, the crown presses everyone into involuntary servitude. Landlubbers believe slavery was abolished years ago, but the crown still claims to own us when it crimps us into service against our will. Given sufficient ambition, it would gladly draft thousands of hapless victims to kill or be killed. It's simply slavery by another name. Landlubbers are routinely commanded to serve the so-called justice system in jury duty. But before you swell with civic pride, consider that how you feel is irrelevant to the crown. You will appear as ordered or face punitive measures. The crown insists that you participate in your own oppression. A jury summons provides pirates with a unique opportunity to obstruct injustices. A juror can vote not guilty, even if it's proven the law was violated. A juror can acquit for any reason at all, and not even a judge can reverse that verdict. Receiving a jury summons is basically winning the sedition lottery. But if you reveal that you know this during jury selection, you'll probably be dismissed. If the crown foolishly crimps a pirate into jury duty, it behooves the pirate to conceal their intention to nullify unjust laws. If a master takes 100% of your labor, it's called slavery. But if they only take 50%, they call it taxation, a difference of degree, not of kind. Whether the crown claims a fortune or a cent is irrelevant. Most of all, a slave owner desires contented slaves, meaning thoughtless ones that accept their bondage. These house slaves see no contradiction in being drafted in a war to end slavery or summoned to a jury to prosecute tax evasion. An ideal slave knows no higher call than the master's will. The crown's highest ambition is that its slaves revere the authority that subjugates them. But the crown does not own me. I will not surrender my time and treasure to the crown's ambitions. Join the conversation at piratewithoutborders.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up
pirates, pirate, 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 pirate. Okay. This is all, you go to piratewithoutborders.com and do that for me. I want you to see there's a couple of things here that plays right into what you're doing. You go to piratewithoutborders.com. Just tell me when you're there.
Almost there. Search engine doesn't want to work for me right now.
Well, you can look up here on the screen when you're seeing, you can see our there screen. Okay. Yeah. You go there, and then you have each of these categories, like communications. There are links here. We'll make that more obvious later. But the these are all the technology and communication that decentralizes down the power down to the individual. That's kind of the point. Energy, shelter, all that kind of stuff. Then on Amazon, you can get the book. And then online, you can read the letters of Captain Mark. Now, what the letters of Captain Mark is, you know, kind of, you know, what we say this about that. The second letter of Captain Mark here is on cryptocurrency. The third letter is hailing frequencies invisible to the crown. I need communication that they don't see. Now, reprisal is the, it's letters of Mark and reprisal and whatever. The fourth letter, scuttlebutt, is on an ID system and a reputation score and so on for a lot of stuff. So those three letters, the second and third of Captain Mark and the fourth of reprisal. These are the ones that I want to talk about. Here we go.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
I tell you, in business, you want to feel better is like you can do business and not be bothered by all the crap. Well, there's a whole bunch of crap. And a lot of that crap is about somebody telling you what you can or can't do and the way you're going to do it and the paperwork you got to fill out and the permission slip from the crown. If it pleases the crown, may I operate my business to make me and my shareholders money and provide a service or product, you know, to somebody that they want it, and then we're all good. We don't like it. You didn't use the right pronouns or something. I'm just like, I'm so sick of this stuff. But when you start getting, I'm looking for a whole nother level of interaction, communication between individuals and companies and countries and, you know, spacefaring aliens of whatever. I don't care. You know, I don't need they, them, those tell me what I can and can't do. It's the mindset that I even got to think about them that is the problem with me. Anything that's done with blockchain technology to try and streamline or make it easier, because this is what Vitalik was, Buterin, the Ethereum was going on about. When he first started doing the concept of Ethereum, he was going to put it on Bitcoin, on the blockchain. Hey, you know what we could do? We could have multi-signature contracts and, you know, set up business structures of weekend that nap. Don't want to, no, that, you know, who was saying no? Why were they saying what? Yeah, whatever, never mind. He went and did it himself. Well, then other people go, oh, that, you know, that looks like that'd be a good idea. Let's do that. Let's do some tokens and securitize that. No, SEC, you're not allowed to. Well, do it this way or that way. It's just they're hurting you. They're putting fences up, and all of a sudden you find yourself in the cattle chute and you get slaughtered. And I'm going, you know, avoid the cat. We're not, off the grid. We don't want to get out of this. We're above it. Now we're freaking 62 miles up is freedom, man. 100 kilometers, you're out of sovereign to bite me. Well, what about cyberspace? In cyberspace, outside of you can't touch and suck it. You don't even know who I am. I'm a digital pair of you, none of your business. You know, can we do that? That's the mindset that I'm trying to go into. And when I talk to guys, you know, on this kind of stuff in this field, like Sean Owen with Equistart.io, I'm looking for answers to those questions. Can I? Now, you could be legal and all appropriate, and maybe they need to change a couple of LLC laws, and Delaware needs to get on board, the legislature, blah, 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 blah. But I'm just like, I don't care. Can I have in my pirate ship in freaking space outside of their jurisdiction of bite me, I'm cyberspace and space, and then what? Oh, I'm sorry, Space Force. The Alliance cruisers could come explain it to me, and what property right do I have in my, you know, gold asteroid I just got? You know, it's just, I hate this stuff. So that's the mindset that I'm in, Sean, is I'm not looking to comply. I'm looking to comply with the needs of the people that need this kind of structure in order to operate their business. If you can do it in compliance with some law or whatever, fine, I don't care. But that's not my goal. What's your goal?
Well, you touched on quite a bit there, so I'm just going to kind of play off of Please. That. You know, speaking of property rights, I'm also a big fan of the market and property and the ability to interact consensually with each other, right, in a voluntary way. And that's what brought us all both here. But that relates to you have to have property rights. And once you have property rights, you have to have record keeping. You have to have some type of ledger system for people to agree to. And you have to have mediums of exchanges. So a lot of these things that exist today have gotten us to where we are now. And it's up to us to say, how do we take them and make them better and bigger and more clear for more freedom? And so I really focus on the property rights when it comes right down to who owns what on a blockchain. You can have a wallet and you can own whatever's in that wallet, but that you have to then define what those are. And the facts are right now, if you own a company of any type that's in any jurisdiction, especially like where we're at in the United States, that's going to be called a security because there's a security interest in the company. And so the property is defined in a way. And we have to ask ourselves a question about how do we want to do this better. And I like the analogy of migration or immigrants moving from one place to another. Any time in history, whether it's in a small town or it's currently in a power structure, like say an entity or a government organization or a company, anytime somebody new's coming and you have this, no, we're all good here. We don't need anybody else coming in here, coming from the same people who migrated there themselves, right? We see it over and over and over again with people that once they get somewhere nice, they say, oh, this is really nice. I'm comfortable here. I don't want this to change. I want the town to stay exactly how it is right now, or I want the company to stay exactly how it is right now. And that's just not how it works. People are always going to find a way to be just like they were the first time when they were the person immigrating or migrating into somewhere new or moving up the chain, however you want to do the analogy. And so there's a disruptive effect, a nature to all of this that is evolutionary, and I think humans are very good at evolving when we collaborate. And so I'm really focused on collaboration tools being married to rights of ownership, and how do we use that in a way where we can create the rules and the structures the way they need to be per organization. You know, when you're in a war, it's fundamental that you have an organization and a structure of how you're approaching your strategy. And one of the most fundamental parts is communication. And businesses and organizations are very much like that as well. So the ones that have the best structure, the best way to organize themselves, the better communication, collaboration tools, and the better strategy will almost always meet the mark better and win. And so we're dealing in a situation where, as you stated, in many different ways, there's power structures that exist that are comfortable, that don't want anything to change. So they're going to keep pushing you right back into the chute, right? They're going to continue to put the fences up and the walls that exist that serve the way that it is today. And the people that are enjoying that power structure don't want that to change. They're totally fine with it. And that's a whole nother problem. I think from the grassroots coming at it, from peer to peer, from the end or the fringe where all of us are the network, we're society, we are the ones making the value at the end of the day. Us transacting with each other is what drives the most value. I want to focus on how can we create better tools to start from day one with a brand new organization and structure it the way we need to, very flexible, so we don't have that same problem or dynamic that exists every time something gets big enough. You start to get this problem of the people in control don't want it to change anymore, or it gets burdened down. Sometimes it's just bureaucracy just completely halts it to a grind. Even in small companies, this happens all the time. So how do we have a better process for saying, hey, here's the rules today, but this one right here on the left or clause number 5 doesn't work right now, and I want to vote and collaborate and get that thing out of the way. How do we do that in a way that's much more efficient, right? And there's been plenty of examples of wanting to do this in government, plenty of examples of wanting to do it in corporations, but organizations could be unions, they could be gaming societies, they could be outer space pirate collaborations, they can be anything, right? And so how do we create the rules? And I think it fundamentally comes down to what do we come to consensus to, or what do we agree upon, and how do we agree? And having a level of transparency and actionability there is critical.
Yep. Okay, you're doing well, man. Got a lot of questions. Let me write something down here. Okay. I want to remind myself to do that. When we come back, we're going to talk in the break. You guys are on the live stream. There's still going to be some good in the break here. You know, go pay attention. And then when we come back on the live show, we'll sum it up and tell you what's up. Be right back.
Should you be able...
Okay. Now, we're still... Donna warned you, we're still recording, live streaming and everything. So, you know, FYI. So... You know, don't give me your password. The when I hear you saying all of this stuff, I'm going, you know, this has been going on since forever. And what happens is you'll go, all right, what's the role of government? The only role, that's why this show is Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock. Because for me, the Declaration of Independence is the model by which I can see that we had a chance in the beginning. And then, of course, they bastardized it up. But the only role of government is... the defense of individual rights. When it doesn't do that, it's time to alter or abolish. It's your right. It's your duty. Well, my point is I'm going, all right, well, they screwed it up and I can alter or abolish it. Man, it's my right. I can do it. Hell, it's my duty to have a better thing to compete in the marketplace, and we're going to do it this way. Oh, hell no. You're not allowed because the big hand of the Alliance cruisers are going to come explain it to me. Okay. And I'm going, what if you don't know who I am? And I don't care. It ain't none of your business. Well, the only way that the government really gets involved is because they can see the movement of value. They can see that you're at some point you're going to go to a bank, or you're going to want to cash out, or you're going to do it into dollars, or you're going, but what if you never do? You know, that's why they want to go after exchanges all the time. It's the exchange. It's the exchange. It's the exchange, because that's where the systems interface. When they stop interfacing and the dollar goes to crap and the BRICS wants to do their own crypto thing or blah, 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 then what? I have no idea, but those aren't going to let it go quietly into the good night. As we're talking about, I mean, the cattle chute thing's a good deal. As they get more and more cattle chuted and they start getting in line, they're not like a wall of people. They get you in a line. Well, then you got these regulatory agencies and individuals just, you know, doing IVs into all your veins everywhere as you're going down the thing. By the time you get to the end, you're a shriveled beef jerky, and they put you up and sell the carcass for whatever they get for it at the end and made all the money in the chute before you even got slaughtered. So I'm going, this is just, you know, I don't want to help them with the slaughtering. I don't want to make it a kinder, gentler, efficient, more they get a cut, because that's exactly what they'll do. And they, when I always say they, okay, you know, who's they? The audience knows this is my thing. There are those that just want to be left alone, and there are those that just won't leave them alone. That's who they, them, those are. You want to know who they, them, those are? And I say they, it's the ones that will not freaking leave me alone. And what they're going to do is put me in a chute and stick an IV and just suck the blood out before I even get to the end. And they're doing it right now. This is how business and government is done. This is why they have shared board of directors on everything. They milk everything, and the law says they can, and this is how they're going to do it. Well, I'm going, what if they're not involved? My pirate thing, what are you, I think I'm going to go to some crown and say, hey, if it pleases the crown, may I make money? Screw you. I'm opening a lemonade stand. What are you going to do about it? You see my point? You know? So I'm looking for that. Now, if you make it more compliant or easier to do a lot of the things that they, the governments claim that they need to be able to help protect property rights, or the little old lady doesn't, whatever happens, well, I'm all about force and fraud, you know, but that's where the letter scuttlebutt comes in. Scuttlebutt is about an ID that needs to be, I mean, biometrically, it's freaking you getting on my pirate ship, and the next time you show up, it better be the same you. I don't care what you call yourself, but I know it's you. And then your reputation precedes you, because along with your ID goes what this happened. And then the reputation of the people giving the reputation and the system itself and all. So we kind of came up with this, and, you know, whatever, you can read it and you'll see. The point is that what you're talking about, I'm looking for. That's why Tim knew that we should be talking. The thing is that if it's compliance with the way the system is now, you just made it easier for them to destroy us. I don't want to be in compliance with their crap. That's the point. Okay? Yep. All right, here we come back. And we're back. I blazed through the break. All right. So respond to that. Now, what I was talking about in the break is that there is a obvious benefit to they, them, those that have all of these mechanisms by which they can corral you and fence you into the cattle chute for the slaughter, because they're putting IVs in you and bleeding you dry before you even, your beef jerky at the end, before you even get to, you know, reap the reward. It is a bleed on the system. This is what Patrick Byrne was talking about and what T.C. Rowe was to prevent, because they're bleed with no benefit or service to the industry or finance or not. They're just a bleed on the system. System because they can. So I'm going, and if they can't, they want to, and they're going to change it. Well, do they need some kind of technology to make it easier? There's a fee here, a tax there, a bleed there. Every time you change, you're going to code in to the, you're going to code the crown into this system so that it can more efficiently take, and every time you transfer of, it's ours now. That's a possibility, isn't it, Sean?
You know, so I think it's an inevitability with all new technology that there's going to be a fork in the road and a decision for people to assess where is this going. And we see this over and over and over in our lives, and there's choices to be made. Yep. And I think that the powers that be, I call those authoritarians, are always wanting to be the third party, the trusted third party, which really means they're interjecting themselves into every single transaction. And ultimately, when you get down to the microtransactions, that's terrifying, because then there's total control, right? And we can go on and on and on. And I'm sure the audience has gone down this road many times about how technology can empower that. And quite frankly, has empowered that, if you think about it, through the wave of the internet and the credit cards and all the other structures, there's always these third parties in the middle that create a perfect opportunity for an authoritarian to structure themselves right into it and say, well, we've got, you know, we've got preview over this. As long as you're doing the right things and following our rules, then you're okay, but it's our system. That's the opposite of a peer-to-peer transaction, which is ultimately what we all liked about Bitcoin and what we all like about freedom, what we like about voluntarism, is the ability for me to be able to sell my lemonade to the person on the street directly for the 25 cents and not have somebody standing in the middle taking a rake, cut fee, or assigning whether or not it can or can't be. And this is a very complicated topic, because it's not philosophically simple. There's a lot of different layers to this. And there's a lot of different reasons why these different third parties are called upon or justified, et cetera. But there's still layers to this where you must have, and we must find a way to get to the peer-to-peer. So I focus a lot on an organization rather than an entity. And I got into this early, and it's really interesting for me to see that people just naturally think that a corporation, if you use the word corporate governance or law, immediately what comes is an LLC or a corporation or a taxable entity, right? Like as if that it's not really a real thing unless you have an ID number into whatever system, EIN number, articles of good standing, the crown. And that's not really how it should be. And then on the other side of the fringe, you have these decentralized autonomous organizations and militias and things where people say, no, we're going to organize the way we want to organize. And those are just as or those are just as fair to call an organization. So I from entity, and I focus more on everybody being their own organization to start. And then as we agree to and collaborate with each other or interact, then we can create agreements. Everything in life is some form of a social contract or an agreement, and or a written contract or an agreement. Some are more serious because there's a lot more value in the line. Others are just simply kind of social norms and cues. But how do we improve the way we come to agreement? How do we have different, more flexible types of arrangements that don't need as much interaction with third parties, right? So ultimately the promise here is how do we create a better system? The old system
by ignoring the old one. I guarantee exactly. It. See, this is what Patrick Byrne, I remember him saying, he was on the show and he broke it and he says, yeah, I think they got the message. It was January of 16. And I get a call with Goldman Sachs. They want me to go visit and VP or whatever in Paris. And the bottom line was they go, what's our role, Goldman Sachs? What's our role in this new blockchain kind of goes, you want it straight? There isn't one. Sucks to be you, man. Better start making a GoldmanSucks.gov coin or something because, you know, it's over. And this is what I'm worried about. They're going to legislate or code in a role for them. And it's like when I have guys come and doing marijuana initiatives or something, what's the first thing they do? They go to law enforcement and they say, yeah, we need you to be on board. I go, yeah. Well, we just lost a bunch of money on this RICO seizure of, you know, getting Lamborghinis and taking kind of, we got a bunch of money. Where's our revenue stream? Where is it in this freedom you get your marijuana that it gets in such percentage goes straight to the police of whatever the hell? Where's our revenue stream? You're taking one from us. Where's ours? I guarantee that's what's going to happen. You have Gerald Celente. He goes, he wants to do a futures contract with MF Global, and he puts it, and he goes, I'm just going to take delivery. You know, I'll put it, I got a good deal there, I'm going to take delivery of it. And then all of a sudden they invested his money into some Greece bonds, and it's gone. And he goes, whoa, what the happened? It's called rehypothecation. So you totally agreed right here, it said that we can use your capital as collateral for us doing it, and it's gone. Okay? He's like, whip. I go, hey, man, you didn't read the fine print. So, well, this fine print crap is going to be in the code if you let it. This is my point. If we're worried about the crown from the beginning, you're already screwed, in my opinion. So I need something that's not. We have things like Amazon. You know, they got Alexa's now coming. We just did the stories today. Oh, they're going to do emotion. Oh, we're so sorry. You give no. You go, Mary, you got Scarlett Johansson voice on your freaking operating system. And I go, all right, fine. You guys, and we got Ring. You know, the door camera. Well, it's interfaced with law enforcement because they can. Who's doing benefit from that? And they got facial recognition because they can. I'm going, if we're dealing with the crown in any way, this technology is going to be abused to enslave us more. I want to be on record. What the hell is today? November 29th, 2019, talking with Sean Owen on Equistart.io. You interface with the crown to be compliant with them, and I guarantee it's going to make it worse. What's your answer to that?
You know, I don't know how let's look at it like this. If somebody who chooses to be an authoritarian, i.e. somebody who says, I must have authority over others, and I'm just following the rules, or I'm at the top of the rule set, they're going to do that no matter what. They have as long as history has been around, period. Yep. And so that's not going to change. What does create freedom is the ability for people to improve and enrich the society. And technology has always played a very vital role there. So the double side of the sword will always be there, meaning you can't have new inventions. I believe everything that could exist already does exist. We just haven't known about it until we do invent it. But it was already there. The radio waves were already there. The technology for Wi-Fi was already there. We just had to come to the recognition of how to use it. So all things have been and will be possible, and we have to decide how do we take advantage of that. That doesn't mean that other people aren't going to say, well, I want to be the king, I want the crown, and so I say I have authority over you, and I've got more people with more guns, so that's just how right. it's going to be. Those people are just going to keep doing that.
If so they can, they are. This is my point. They are. Ernie, do you believe the conspiracy or they're going to this or chemtrail or fluoride in the water and GMO the genetic of whatever blockchain, blockstream doing the blah, 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 blah. I don't know. Can they? Can they maintain, enhance, expand their intrusiveness and control over the individual to their benefit? Can they? If they can, they are. I need to where they can't. Give me a they can't. Is it possible with blockchain technology they can't? Yes or no?
Yes.
Boom. Design that. We're done.
So here's what I think is fundamentally important for people to keep their mind on is that when you use the term, let's create a better system, which I agree with, I think that is the only way. I don't think you can go inside the system and try to change it. I think you have to just build a brand new one that's better. We have to understand what kind of linchpins exist where people insert themselves. Well, they create anytime there's the need for them to step in. So whether it's fraud, whether it's theft, whether it's all these things that they use as bad actors that they come in and say, well, this is why we need the rules here. This is why we must enforce these. We have to do those better.
Right.
Meaning we gotta make sure there's no scammers. We gotta make sure there's no fraud. We gotta make sure there's no theft. I mean, we have to, as a society, figure out how to build better rules.
That scuttlebutt. Go read the scuttlebutt letter. You got 4 minutes. We'll be right back.
Magic mud.
This is my point. You're right. Who's going to enforce this stuff? Who's going to be the one? You know, a lot of it's going to be reputation. You know, I don't give a crap what certification they got from the crown. I got these banksters are destroying the wealth of generations because they can. And they're digitizing it as weaponized money. This is weaponized money. And with the right technology and the right laws being followed and somebody gets to plug an IV into you in the cattle chute, it makes it easier on them. I'm going, hell no. Hell no. I'm like, nope. So this, let's go to letters of Captain Mark. I remember we addressed this in the second letter. Let's see. In another age, we melted the coin's crown and minted our own. We met in private spaces and traded in secret. But in space, physical money requires tremendous fuel to transport. Digital signals are weightless and can be easily sent to frontier settlements. In a digital economy, piracy requires a new currency that is peer-to-peer without third-party observation that can be exchanged using an encrypted signal. It must combine the solidity of precious metals and the fluidity of digital information. We must move funds further, faster, and cheaper than ever before, and make decisions based on an ever-accelerating flow of information. So, pirates require virtually instantaneous transactions with no arbitrary limits on volume or artificial influences on fees. Most importantly, a pirate currency must preclude centralization. It must endure as a decentralized network in the face of an adversary that wishes to crimp it into service. Otherwise, it will become another link in our chain to the crown. Given the choice, a superior currency with these features will result in the obsolescence of the coin of the realm and the extinction of the crown itself. This is what I'm looking for. And everybody keeps trying to, you know, form it and to be allowed or something or endorsed by the crown. That ain't happening. They'll never allow us to be free peer-to-peer if they don't get the ultimate of turn the switch off. Because you child pornography, pedophile, bomb-making, terrorist, nuclear bomb droppers, okay? This is whatever they're going to come up with. So any effort to try and appease these guys, I'm not interested in. I need what you're talking about. But I don't want it in the code. There's going to be places, you know, if they want to have the IVs plugged into them, the comply piece, I don't care. You know, go do that. But I need to have it to where we can set it up in such a way that we can do the tokenization, the security, whatever the hell I want to call it, of the pirate ship or carry it. And I don't give a crap what they say. Suck it. Are you going to make that available for me to do?
Yeah, so that's just an organization, right? So you choose the rules of how you structure it. If you think fundamentally just on what an organization is, an agreement between just usually starts with one person has an idea and shares it with another person through communication. Through that communication, they decide, hey, let's take action upon this and do this. I like the idea of your lemonade stand. I'd like to participate. And at that point, you have ownership of, you know, who's funding and where's the capital coming from, or how did you decide to organize it? And that should be something that can grow infinitely if you didn't have all these restrictions and limitations on it.
Thank you.
And you have the ability for that to happen. So okay. There's a couple points here, I think, that you touch on that we should go deeper
okay,
on.
Okay, no. They could hold your point right there. What is it? All right, we're coming in. I want to mess
with you. There's two points. One is truth and one is competition of currency, right?
Truth, just competition. All right, here we're coming back. We'll get to it.
Phone share at dlive.lrn.fm. That's dlive.lrn.fm.
There are those that just want to be left alone and those that just won't leave them alone. Which one are you? The Ernest Hancock Show.
Oh, these blockchain guys, oh, you're getting me riled up. Woo, I'm just, don't be, you know, whizzing on my back and tell me it's raining. You know, I just, so many, oh, we're going to enslave you more efficiently. We're going to do this better, or we're going to free you. I'm like, man, you're going to free me. I'm your new best friend. How much you want a pirate be pimping your butt throughout the galaxy and the universe of, you know, here we go. You know, I'm just right. I'm, you know me, man. I'm sitting here, woo, let's go get some. Well, I was promised a bunch of stuff. You know, when blockchain first came out, we were like, you know, getting our Cassatiuses when they were like, I don't know, what, $3 and something, you know, Bitcoin or 80 something cents, a dollar, whatever we're talking about and doing. I'm trading. We're kind of having fun. Oh, and this is going to give me some. And then here come the bad guys. And you got to be compliant. Well, there's some people that go, oh, pick us. We're most compliant. We're going to comply. We go, oh, it's going to be an on the IRS form I need, and how much money I made or lost in crypto needs to go right here. We win. Woohoo. Or the not so compliant guys. You know, what about them? You know, so I need to, I'm a not so compliant guy. You want to comply and do your software to do and kind of make it easier for you to do your QuickBooks or whatever? I don't care. You know, but do I have an option to, I don't freaking care? Am I allowed to not care? Am I allowed to not freaking care? No. We got a Starship kick-ass Space Force thing or something. All right. Well, I need the not care thing. Now, we were talking about, and we were doing, Sean was getting up the old truth and, I can't read my own writing. What was it? Competition.
Yep.
All right. So go, you know, answer my concerns. Go, man.
So starting at a high level with the old phrase, the truth will set you free. Understanding things better is a form of coming to truth. And the more you understand, the more enlightened you become, the more educated you become in what you perceive, usually the better decisions you can make. I think if you just go through a series of steps here, one is we must have the truth, and the truth is shared truth. So i.e. whether you call it coming to consensus, coming to an agreement, coming to a shared understanding, i.e. you and I both see something the same way through our primitive skills of language transmission, the best of our ability, we're going to say at some point, that's the truth. We both agree on X, we both agree on Y, and there will be varying degrees there. But as we become better, and as we focus on building better systems, we have to say, how are we going to outperform what exists today? Meaning, if somebody's going to say, you need me, I have to be in the middle of your life. I need to be in the middle of your marriage. I need to be in the middle of your business. In fact, I want to be in the middle of everything you do because you need me. You cannot do the right thing. The other guys can't do the right thing without me. Then we have to say, well, if we want to compete and outdo that, how do we prove that we can do it better, more efficiently and stronger in a way that says all the excuses people use? So you talk about, you know, the pedophilia, whatever, right? All the fear, anything that has FUD, fear, uncertainty, and doubt will be used to insert somebody in the middle. So we have to say, how do we want to solve these solutions better? I think it comes down to how do we agree upon the truth? How do we communicate and transmit value? And all these are fundamentally built in to how the internet and the wavelengths of sharing information. We have to basically say, we will create better systems of organization So we can leave these old ones behind that always had a trusted third party for everything in between everything, unless that's required. And if that's required, why can't we do that too? Why can't we open up that to the market and let there be better forms of third party? You know, if blockchain, there's a big one in custody and in trusted third parties, because you have all these systems set up like clearing houses and intermediaries to make sure that you have money transmission and all the rest, right? All of that stuff built into the current system. And peer-to-peer doesn't really fit that. So how do we have multi-signature peer-to-peer? How do we have a better form of escrow? How do we have a better form of allowing for good us to be the good actors with each other instead of having to have somebody who sits above and atop that that's kind of the authority, right? That's the only conclusion I can come to, is that we just simply have to build better systems to solve those problems.
And compliance with a permission slip, are you worried about it? So are you waiting for a law? What?
Well, compliance is an interesting word. What are you complying to is really important. People have mentally imagined compliance just simply being the law, right? Like the state. But complying to how an oven works, or complying to how your car works, or complying to how your toothbrush works, right? Like, there's a governing factor to everything when you build technology that I think compliance is usually referred to as making things comply to a standard rule, a way of doing things that normally would not have the ability to do such on their own. So programming or building technology to do the thing that you said compliance was needed for is a better option. Meaning, if you have to have a police officer with a speed gun out to make sure that people are compliant to the speed limit being 35 miles an hour, that's not a good system. We need to build a better technology to figure out how we can actually get from one side of the road to the other side of the road faster and not have the risk of danger, which is why we said we needed to have a compliance to enforce the rule, right? So we have to build better systems with better rules, and then you don't need the compliance because it's built in.
Okay, now, awesome. I'm glad you made this statement. We'll see if you can hold to that. Because what they're going to do is, but you're in trouble. We saw this happen with BitInstant. You know, Charlie Shrem and Eric Voorhees. I remember when this happened. We did BitInstant. We had live. We did it. Eric's on the show. We did, all right, let me go on BitInstant. All right, I said, all right, this is where I'm going to go, and this is what I want to do. I went to the bank. I went to my Bank of America. I gave them $200. They wired it to this address. I went to a local metals dealer that we hooked it up that they would take, Bitcoin. I, did the Bitcoin from my blockchain.info wallet back in the day, and I got my silver. Loop closed. We're done. Boom. Charlie gets arrested. And this is after them spending $8,000 a day on lawyers trying to be compliant. They didn't want them to be compliant because they don't want this technology. And the second that you're doing this stuff, you're either going to decide that you're going to be interfacing with these guys or not. And they'll drag you on, spend, on compliance and lawyers and everything. And I could have finished this, 3 months ago if I just did it and addressed the issues like you're talking about. The problems, the reason that they're there is because there's fraud in the system. The reason that they're there is because they take advantage of whatever and they don't know it's something or something. Well, you address those. Boom. Then you got the idea of who the people are, their reputation with our scuttlebutt letter. Problem solved. People can have their own, make use of their own mind. If they can't, then don't freaking do it. Go with the compliance of these guys over there and peace out. I hate this fact that when T0 came out, you have to be an approved investor. Oh, I'm sorry. If you don't have $5 million throwaway money of kind of, you're not allowed to invest in something that I wanted to invest in. So I want to do an ICO, initial coin offering. Nope. Illegal. You're not allowed. It's done. Really? Not allowed by whom? And what the heck do you think? I'm just out of the U.S. I did it through Barbados, the VPN of suck it. If we're complying with all the reasons, fine. I don't have a problem with having a better system. But a part of that better system is, we got to do it in compliance with demand because they're going to shoot us, well, then you're doing it wrong. What's your response?
Yeah, I mean, I am not the messiah or the leader or saying I can solve any of these things, right? I think the decentralized factor that we all share a part in, none of us are the point of closure. None of us are the single head that you chop off and then the system dies, is really important. Having it pushed out to the edge as far. Ultimately, I think the goal I'm shooting for is that we all, individuals, are the network that we call society. So peer-to-peer, meaning there's no hierarchy, right? Hierarchies are prone to have control points. That's just what they are. And it's hard because running a company, if you've ever ran a company, and organizing people and telling them what to do requires the chain of command. It requires coming to how do we decide on what to do, right? So if we're, in my opinion, if we're going to get to that end level where we're all at the fringe peer-to-peer and we don't have leaders, no more rulers and leaders, we're going to have to find a better way of coming to decisions and making decisions, which I call consensus or shared agreement, shared truth. So I'm building tools that would allow somebody to find a faster, better, cheaper way to vote and sign off on what needs to happen. So you don't always have to have the CEO in this hierarchical structure. Right now, it's really hard to do that, right? And it's because we need tools. We need to be able to.
How far along are you? This is something, you know, I'm interested. That's why we're talking. You know, how far along are you on this to where we could incorporate it into a voluntary? We use it because we use it, and they can suck it.
We're a year in, and I think we've got our minimum viable product out there. We can create and manage and tokenize cap tables and ownership. The part that I'm really focused on is going to be all 2020, building out the parts and using beta early testers. I'd love to build stuff out for you. I've already built some stuff for other people you've mentioned on the show and some of your other people you've had on. But getting to the point where we can have the decisions tied to the ownership rights and still keep it peer-to-peer and structure the rules the way we need it to be, I can't do that today. We have to customize each one of these because every organization
is different. Good. You haven't done it yet, so don't worry about the freaking crown.
There is no such thing as attention.
All right, you feel me? You know, I'm just saying these requirements are not there for our benefit. They'll say it is, but that's not why. It's they want to be able to nip in the bud any challenge to their authority. And this is what's going on. See, when the BRICS first started doing their thing, and they had, you know, blah, 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 the short story is they had in Jakarta, I think, they had a meeting or something. And one of these guys that was a NGO, or they, you know, save the poor of something, he went there trying to encourage them to do what the IMF was, or the World Bank, or how they're, you know, supposed to, our system is going to, you know, bring up the poor countries if we're going to give some poor the poor. Well, he's going, well, BRICS, you got a program for the poor. Well, we're lined up and pick us, you know, and we need to have. And as we were doing a Skype from Jakarta with him, he goes, after his first meeting with these guys, when they're having their meeting stuff, he goes, yeah, they're just the same. I go, of course they are. They're just negotiating for a stronger position in the big chair at the mahogany table of we rule the world. BRICS doesn't want to. They don't want to do anything any different. They just want a seat at the table to do the same crap. You know, you watch. They'll merge together, and it's all one plan to rule the world. Now, if they can, you know, abandon if Russia, China, and Iran are now doing, you know, joint military exercises, then you got the BRICS doing, you know, their stuff. I think, you know, Putin came out and said, yeah, the dollar is about, yeah, it's about done. I think he's probably right. Sooner or later, they're going to yank some crap out of their butt and try and redo this. But if you're linking yourself to that system, you'll go down with them. You know, there won't be an alternative. There has to be an alternative. And this is what Patrick Byrne was all about. He's going, when the capital markets go, when, not if, when they go, what's going to be there to be the alternative? How are people going to structure? What are they going to do, kind of organizations and having groups of ownership of stocks of whatever the hell? Where is that system? What are they going to do? Wait for them to pass a law and redo it and start over again? Hell no. I'm just a hell no. So any effort to waste time complying with their sinking Titanic is a waste of freaking time. When you're ready and you think that we can make use or doing something, maybe, you know, and with Tron and these guys working them, we can use and kind of bid, and I don't care. It's to be able to demonstrate what you're talking about in an environment that cyberspace, space of a mental picture of I don't give a shit what the crown says or does. You feel me?
Billion.
So when you're ready, let me know, and we'll make an example of and do it and have a space disco on it and do that. Woohoo! Okay? Before you go, do this for me. Are you on PiratesWithoutBorders.com yet?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on the top left, you'll see to where it says Precariat, take the tour. It's only a minute. Click on that, and you'll see what we're talking about.
What you got? Why don't you change?
Now take a look. You see it's flying. Now then you go to the interior and so on, and that's part of the contest and stuff for doing sick bay and engineering and, you know, captain's cabin and the launch and the escape pods and blah, 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 blah. But the concept is we're not off the grid. We're above the grid. It is a mindset that we are totally redoing and building. I gave a presentation last week to a group on the history of pirates. Why? Because they're like, you chose pirate. I can't believe you picked pirates. You know, the pirates are bad. And I go, no. What makes you a pirate is you're against all flags. That's what makes you a pirate. They're a good pirate. We have our pirate code of word and non-aggression principle of, you know, kiss my butt. And the point is that they, them, those are going to go, you pirate, damn Skippy, I'm a pirate because I'm against all your flags. Because the flag of, you know, France and Britain and Spain and Portugal, they'll all come together to go after you because you're against all flags. You feel me? I see this is the future. This is what's going to happen. You read those letters, you'll see. So what I don't want, and I want to make it very clear up front, is that what you're building could be of extreme value and use, and there is already an effort for us to demonstrate this, make use of it, and show what can be, and have this structure already there for when this takes a dump, and it will. And to be, hey, we're a better, you know, incorporate us into your system. And I guarantee they're going to have you hard code siphon off for them. Instead of doing this pig's breakfast, as Patrick would call it, of Goldman Sachs and all plumbing leads to they, them, those. It doesn't have any of that plumbing. It's here for us. And like you say, you build a system that addresses a lot of these the concerns from the beginning so they don't have an excuse to do what the hell they're doing. Then what? They'll still be pissed off.
Yeah. So like when people move into a town that's small, right, or a power structure that exists, the people that are there, there's always going to be a majority that say, we don't want to change anything. We don't want any new people here. You're not welcome. Right. And that is just a part of life. But we have money that's decentralized that in as Patrick Byrne has stated many times, you know, let's hope it's not too aggressively rough to transition. But there are off ramps now that didn't exist before.
Yep.
Bitcoin being probably the most important one, but then everything else behind it, I call all of that just Bitcoin. It's all one way or another. It's just how it scaled. It scaled in a very fragmented way, which is probably good for redundancies, the blockchains that exist. What I don't see yet that it's coming that we need is we need to have the ability for all of the other assets to also be peer-to-peer. And that's where Raven and all the second layer chains are very important. And originally had the promise of that being on top of Bitcoin. I think that didn't happen, and that's okay because it could still happen in the future, but it could happen on side chains or other chains as well, right? As long as it's decentralized, can't get shut down, and has the rules we need embedded in it, meaning the ones that are good for the market, the ones that are good for society, that's a better system. And what we need to do still is continue to build because we don't know when things are going to go down. We don't know when things are going to break.
Before you're done, I guarantee that.
Yeah. Exactly. So it's now, right? Build, build, build. If we believe in a better future, then let's build it.
You know, that Medici, what's going to happen with Patrick gone from Overstock? How do you think that's going to develop?
They'll continue to move forward and roll and invest in good technology. You know, I think Jonathan Johnson's an amazing guy and will do a great job of the CEO role. I'm sure the Patrick story is not over anytime soon, and I hope it's not. I think that they were just one player in the space, and that player's probably still there. So it's just a matter of, I don't know what'll happen, but I don't have any anxiety or worry about it.
Long term, I don't either. You know, I just that's a long story. We do in this space a lot of this stuff. You know, and it's really just a thought process for me. And I was very supportive of blockchain as we got to understand it. And Colin Cantrell from Nexus Earth lives here in the Valley. And he came over one day. And he came at 6 a.m. We did 2 hours. Then Patrick Byrne was on the third hour. And then he stayed till midnight. And that podcast edited down to like 9.5 hours of him explaining Bitcoin to me. Because he always, oh, Nexus Earth, it's better. I go, oh, how the hell I know it's better until I understand Bitcoin? I have had Andreas on and all these guys. Everybody, come on, try to explain it to me. And then it changes. Well, it's not anonymous. It's pseudo-anonymous. So I got to look up pseudo, and it means not. Okay? So I'm going, you guys are killing me. You know, all the just button people. Oh, you need to get Linux on all your stuff. You adjust this. Come show me this just button you guys keep talking about. And then they start pounding on the keyboard. I go, look like 47 just buttons to me, man. I need to have. So then Paul Puay comes out with AirBits. Made it, you know, it's kind of a just button wallet. I'm like, about freaking time. So this, you know, the just button. Then I want to have, you know, all my data be immutable and I can put it up and they can't take it down. Oh, yeah, we can do that. I go, really? So I get Ottman from Mines and, you know, Kaufman from Library and all these guys tell how immutable. I go, really? Okay, can I have my Catapult channel on there? And they go, well, yeah, and you know, knives, gun, no, Catapult, little furry white kittens being catapulted in the cactuses, boom, with spines in the eyeballs and dripping down the side. Can you take it down? You know they're coded with a cat in their lap. And I go, you know, is that immutable? Does my Catapult channel stay up forever? No. Well then it's not immutable. You see my point? I'm going, I need immutability. So what do? Pirates, you'll see, it's IPFS. We got, you know, James Corbett. We did all of his stuff on IPFS network that syncs up on our computers. There forever and ever and always. Like that. I am so sick of hearing this stuff, and then I'm being lied to all the time. Don't lie to me, and I'm your new best friend, okay? We can help you do and demonstrate and whatever, but I am so sick of this that I keep getting all this technology that we need right, not later. This is going to go. It's going to go hard, and it's going to go fast, and where are you going to put your assets? If you did save your silver and gold, and you need to digitally try and transfer, you can't be sending it around the world, how are you going to do it? Well, digital. Do I want the man to know about it? Can I have a company that we structured and we have total agreement of, and it's just self-executing on the blockchain of Bite Me, and I got to have permission slip, I'm going to jail because they even know. I don't want to even know. You feel me? So if you're not doing that, then what the hell good are you?
Well, they say is the best of times is the worst of times. I'm an optimist, and I feel like what we have today is a hell of a lot better than we had 20 years ago. I got pretty inspired when Bitcoin came out because it seemed like an actual real solution potentially. And it's hard. This stuff is hard work. It took how long for people talking about cypherpunks to get to the point where Bitcoin worked? And it's going to be hard. It's going to take time to keep building. But people are building. And I think you're doing a great job. All the people you've had on your show are doing a great job. I think if we continue to just build better systems, we will have better systems.
No, I agree. And it's, you know, what really comes to mind, you know, Malcolm Gladwell is, he writes different books on whatever, Outliers and David Goliath. And one of the things that was Outliers is poignant to me is he goes, the only reason that Bill Gates and Steve Jobs were the first guys is because, and they're gazillionaires, is because they had the first access to computers, so they got their 10,000 hours in. Your 10,000 hours of prodigy playing violin, you're going to not suck after 10,000 hours. If you're doing whatever the heck you're doing, and you're coding, or you're the guy, you're going to not suck after 10,000 hours. Well, we're just now reaching, after a decade, I don't know what it is, 3-5 hours a day of something, and everybody's sitting there with their cat in their lap coding, you know, on blockchain. We're just starting to hit that 10,000 hour. So all the stuff that you're talking about building, boom, here come the Colin Cantrells and a bunch of the guys that we be a coding and the Vitalik Buterins of whatever, here we go. So yes, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. But if they can get your mind kind of, but we need to have the shoot over here, you know, then we're, that 10,000 hours goes to another link in the chain to the crown. And I am not supporting that. So I am, to you and everybody else listening to this, when you have the ability to do exactly what you're talking about with, I don't give a crap with the crown, I don't even want them to know that I did it. It ain't none of their business. You know, I can invest in whatever. I can get an ICO. I can do whatever the hell. And they go, well, that's wrong. You shouldn't. We saw that. And I guess, see what? You saw what? You didn't see nothing. You know, that's what I'm looking for, because it's going to go away. And when it does, then what? I got 12 grandkids, man. I want to leave them. It's on the way up, on the way out of this mess that's coming, because it's coming. So it's a decade from now, and they're hitting, you know, 18, 20, whatever. Then what? They're going to get married in white picket fence of we're, you know, Brave New World? What the hell? And if you guys aren't doing, that's why I take these books that we do and we go to all these different crypto conferences, and there's, you know, a half a dozen or dozen of these kids sitting on the floor in the corner with their $5,000 laptop banging around like this. There's some VC or government agent going over and, hey, you know, what's up? You look, you smart, man. You want some hookers and green fees and, you know, hot pockets? I mean, you know, the code, you know, more tyranny. And I'm like, give me an off-ramp. Give me something here. This is what this is about. Freedom from the crown. Just that they even know. And that's why I'm so adamant about this with you guys, because every time I drill down on this stuff, oh, we're going to be easily compliant. Oh, hell, thanks. You know? You see my point?
Yeah, the question is compliant to what? That's always the critical
Thank
question.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. You got my attention. We want to help, but help what? I'm very clear in what I'm wanting to help with. If you come up with this and you need a good example, we can work with, you know, Tron and Medici and, you know, Stephen, Derek and us, and we kind of make an example of kind of, boom, I'm in. Rock and roll. But if it's get to where, oh, I get a letter from the man of kind of to do what? You don't even know what I'm doing. We're just talking about it. Well, I'm not allowed free speech. And then we doing that just happened. And you know, it was, you know, hash number, what's his face, did something. I don't know who that is. Now what? You see my point? So I'm just, So we're here ready to help make you famouser, man. Let's do it.
Well, I don't need to be famous, but I appreciate the help. Let's do something great together. I think there's plenty of people in your network and your organization that want to see this.
Hell yeah.
People want to build something better. So it's going to be collaboration with everyone. We all need everybody's input on double checking what needs to be fixed and what doesn't work and how to do it. And we need examples, and we need easy, lighthearted examples that are, you know, less risky with less money on the table. And then ultimately we need to be prepared for real structure, real societal structure. You know, how do we build better systems?
Yeah, I don't even care if they don't have to buy in to get there. You know, they just meet whatever, you know, help they did and added to, and it's cool, and promotion of, you know, media, whatever the hell, to get their cabin on the precariat, which is like a gazillion square feet. You go into the forum. Here, I'll show you how big this thing is. Go into the forums on pirates there. You see where it says forums on right below the virtual tour?
Yep.
Okay, you click on there, and then it'll go the big idea. Go big idea, and probably the top one, subsystems. You know, and we just populate this stuff. We don't even go there. We've been pushing this yet. You know, we just kind of put up and got it going and started developing. We're developing on other places. Scroll down to the bottom, and you'll see the decks, you know, the cutaway of it.
The skull dimensions?
In
the big idea.
Yeah. You go subsystems.
Okay, yeah.
And then scroll down to the bottom of that page. It's like the third from the bottom graphic, and you'll see where all the levels are and the living quarters and all that kind of crap. But yeah. That atrium, you'll see that big glass thing. Underneath that on the top level is where Steven and Derek J want to build their space disco, okay? Because it's really cool, and we got animations of the ceiling looking out in the space and all that kind of crap. So that right there is where we'll begin to do like Ravencoin or through your thing or build it out to where you can have square meters on the ship. You know, we're going, all right. I own that. Well, okay, out in the wing, I got, you know, the cabins here. I want. And then people are already starting to design their own living spaces. So they're going to want to have some kind of property right on, nope, that's where my cabin is. How do I do that? You see my point?
Yeah.
So this, you by making this effective and work, and then we have the pirate code, then you like Ravencoin has to where you can tag somebody that being eligible to even buy something. You know, that kind of thing, to where they are on our list of potential, they're allowed to be there. They got their scuttlebutt ID, you know, whatever.
So
the hell.
Talk about that for a second. Do you have a minute to explain the identity management or KYC element to this? Because I think that's fundamental to every conversation and everybody in the space, one way or another, the difference between anonymity and understanding who's part of your community.
Okay, go to the front page of Pirates, click on the letters of Captain Mark. Then the second one, it says letters of mark, and then it says letters of reprisal. Are you there?
No. On the front page?
Yeah, you go. You see right below the ship, and it says letters of Captain Mark, Amazon, and then online?
Yep.
Click online.
Okay.
Then right below that, there's the next line. It says letters of mark, letters of reprisal.
Yes.
And then Dr. Barber, Captain Kidd, all said, we want to look at reprisals. Now, on the letter of reprisal, you'll see the fourth letter. Click on the fourth letter, and it should be titled Scuttlebutt.
Yep.
Okay. That is where we defined what we're talking about, ID and reputation. This is what we're talking about, you know. And our whole thing is that, you know, that your reputation, your reputation really doesn't belong to you. It's what other people say. It's out there. I mean, you don't get to control. I mean, you can kind of influence it, but it's not you. It's what other people say. Okay. So then you got, but your ID is you. So we're going, all right, at the center is your identity, your character, your sentiments, ambitions, and vulnerabilities. This core is yours alone, but it is invisible to others. Around that core, you begin to crystallize your competence, your some of your life experiences, your successes and failures. These amount to an expertise, a gift you give to everyone. But in a crew of equals, if you don't present that or put that out, nobody sees it. So you need to have an ID that is to biometric of this is freaking me. DNA, I don't give a crap. Whatever it is, this is pirate ID. It's better than the freaking state crown ID if I don't give a crap about them. Okay? This is me. Then your reputation on top of that is your competence and your presentation. That is your reputation. It's the constellation of equilibria reached in much the same way as a market discovers price. Competing claims and signals, whispers and circumstances. Reputation is built on complex and dynamic layers, beginning with every individual's method of earning and granting respect and progressing to informal customs and develop in every community, blah, blah, blah. Now, the thing is that people giving you a reputation, we were looking at different things like eBay and Yelp. Now, you do a rating thing. On Yelp, if you have a reputation of a restaurant, they go, hey, this guy is lying. He's the owner of the restaurant competitor down the street. He's just saying bad things about, you know, the roaches about me, so they can go down and give him more money. He's like, no, no, no. So they don't like it. Well, what happens is now Yelp has the people given that reputation. You go to them and you see what they're saying about other people. You can kind of tell what they score and what people think of them. And so the reputation has a reputation. The system itself has a reputation. This is what you're talking about in building this up. Because yes, if the system, the reputation of, you know, the reputation software sucks, then what difference does it make? You know?
So here in your system here with what you're outlining is very cool. And where I'm focused on is inside something like this, which is an idea that turns into a community, which turns into an organization. These agreements would be things that people are going to have to agree to or choose yes or no.
The pirate code. You sign on to my ship. You agree to the freaking pirate code. You don't get to come on.
Yeah, so where I come into that is immutable proof that you did agree to that, and or if there's parts you didn't agree to, that you had the immutable proof of what you did and didn't agree to. That's what I think is fundamental about bringing together the attestation part of, hey, you did in fact assign yourself and say, yes, you consented to this transaction or to this agreement. In more complex structures such as this, where there's a lot going on, you know, like the Declaration of Independence and the rule or laws, this is just where these start. They start with people writing down concepts and then people agree.
And so, if you can agree, see, originally it used to be the unanimous consent of the governed, and they argued to get them to take out unanimous so they could be like this majority crap, you know. But entire books have been written on that one freaking word, you know, being deleted from it. And can I, and for me, unanimous freaking consent. I consent or I ain't doing it, okay? So you don't have to consent. You're not being forced, you know, but if you want to, you consent, and we got the proof because, you know, that Equistart says, okay? So I'm like, you know, I'm in. But the thing is you can see from this mindset, it cast away the crown because we started it off is that the one thing that the crown fears more than anything else is gossip. And the reason is because it decentralizes influence. Gossip has the power to erode legitimacy, which in turn decentralizes influences. Gossip has the power to topple empires. Among pirates, your credibility is everything. Cultivating renown can expand your opportunities, shield you from false claims, and even earn you a ship and loyal crew. But infamy can get you ostracized, blacklisted, thrown in the bilge. However, libelous allegations from the crown are practically a resume at sea. When you have the rap sheet from the crown, well, he wouldn't obey authority, and he wouldn't get an ID of the state issued of what... Sounds like a pirate to me. Woohoo! You're ready to come on. You see, Mike, I'm telling you, we've been thinking about this for years. I've been doing this 30 years, and I'm telling you, when blockchain came, it came with the promise of all the things that you're talking about. But every time I scratch the surface, all of a sudden, here comes, you know, Blockstream investing in the developers. That Blockstream is funded by DeCastries, that's head of the Bilderberger. I'm like, are you freaking kidding me? I mean, you know that, right?
Yeah, I mean... Anything of control that has power is going to have somebody look to co-opt it. Right?
Absolutely. And if they can, they will. I need they can't. From the beginning, they can't. If you're trying to do something, if they want to have some line and build the code to comply with, I don't give a crap. Peace. You know, I don't care. I mean, that's what Patrick was doing. He was trying to make it as compliant as possible. He was telling me, you know, last time he was on, how great and wonderful the SEC was working with. I'm going, really? You know, is he saying that to try and, you know, keep the door open and that he tried or something? I mean, does he really think that they will? Does he have that much faith in the United States government? And or is he just, you know, cooperating and going as far as he can to go, see, we just can't. They're not honorable. We can't, you know, America man speak with forked tongue. I mean, you know, whatever. I already know that. I'm not even under any illusion. You're not going to elect anybody that's going to be my buddy. I don't care. You're still voting, you know? So if you're going to vote, use the system. So it goes into, you know, more details about it and so on. But you can see that we've been thinking about it.
How do you deal with the fraudster in this situation?
Bad guy. Don't do business with them. And we know they are because their ID and reputation precedes them.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, this is to take hold, it's a system, right? There's a shared agreement with a bunch of people who agree to a set of rules.
Yeah, it's a tool.
Yeah, it's a tool. I'm building the tool part of it more than this is more of the what you would do with the tool. And you know, like the SEC's got terrible rules. Like nobody I know likes or thinks that the accredited investor rule is great.
Doesn't matter. It changes all the time anyway.
It's a horrible, horrible rule, right? And it's there for an intended reason. And we just have to say, well, we can do that better. And it's a matter of putting this into practice, right? So we have to, it's demonstration and taking things like this and making them work. Then you see that they are, in fact, better.
When you're ready, you know, we have the guy, we can do the Zoom and sit and all, like, okay, let's do this. I give you, it's very simple. I mean, there's a lot of different things, but this one particular thing, square footage on a ship to build a club that's going to be, it has the paper on it, will be Stephen and Derek J. They have, you know, Tron that can help with the Raven to kind of go, hey, what you do with this is not my thing, man. I don't get in trouble, but I don't care. You know, you guys, go online and you can fill out in the variables and not my problem. And then whatever you can do to help facilitate and how and do, I don't care. But if you want to have, we can walk this through to them. That's why we did this. It's to demonstrate how it would be done. And they go, well, the jurors, hey, man, I'm above the grid. I'm 100 kilometers up. What are you going to do now? You know, who am I answering to? I even had, before SpaceX started, when they were first doing the first Merlin engine test out in the Pacific, I had a representative from the U.S. government come out, FAA or whatever the hell it was, and they were saying, oh, well, you can't launch. I go, well, I go out of the boundary of the United States. I'll launch right. Oh, no, but you're an American citizen. All right, well, I created a corporation internet and had a 18-year-old Mexican kid that he's in charge now. What are you going to do? They were pissed that, gosh darn it, that you're going to go to space without their freaking permission, and they wanted to have jurisdiction on any and everybody. You're not allowed to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, they want to hold control.
Absolutely. You know, I have to have a peace out and thanks for all the fish. Nope, not allowed, you know. So I just want to make this clear. When you're ready, you think you're ready. We got, you know, like with BitNation guys, the way they would even have, you could set up your interface with, you know, what kind of passport you want to have. I got Liberland. What kind of landing protocol do we have for the ship? I go, who do we deal? They go, oh, you write it up and we'll say, okay, we don't care. You know, all right. Yo, this is worldwide, man. Waiting on you now. You know, Patrick was, Byrne was the guy that said, he goes, Ernie, you got to get Pirates Without Borders in Spanish and French, which we did. And the reason was because Doctors Without Borders was originally French or something, you know. And I'm going, all right, cool. We do that. You know, he's all pirated up, man. He's got all T-shirts. But I'm telling you, you do this and you give me a good example, man, I'll make you, the people will know because we're waiting on you.
time to shake the shackles.
All right, man. Shake the shackles. I know. You read this through and you'll get it. There's nothing you disagree with here other than the work it takes to do it. You know, and it's really not that much work. It's just a mindset. It's not starting from the beginning in compliance with some other crap. It's like what you were saying. The reason that they have to do this, you need to address that before it even becomes a problem.
When you think about building real estate or things in the real physical world, you've got this known fact, which is if you take a building that was built in the 1800s and you renovate it and keep it up to speed, you can make it a really nice place and you can change a lot of things, but you can't structurally change it, right? You can improve it to a degree, but you can't change it. If you take everything that you learned about that building and then go to really sophisticated architecture and engineers folks and you engineer one from scratch and then you build it, it's going to be superior because you started from scratch and you built something new. So I think this is very much the same. There's plenty that is good in the current set of why people do what they do throughout the entire jurisdictional, judicial, maritime, all the different types of laws from the Declaration of Independence onward. There are parts that are good that make sense why they're there. Then there's all the corruption and the collusion and the problems and the things that you could go in and try to rehab and, you know, fix around or whatever. But really, I think we agree that it's better to just take the best of the best, start with a brand new blueprint and demonstrate that it's a new building and we're building from the ground up and it's just going to be a much better structure. That's what I think this is about. And that's the better way we're going to get the result.
I agree. And we address some of these things. There's two other letters. One is first contact protocol. What we're talking about is what happens when the artificial intelligence of the precariat, the ship, you know, goes, no. You know, gets conscious, you know, a little bit of consciousness and says, I want to be free. Screw you. You know, I've got, you know, then what? You know, what are you going to do? How are you going to address that? At what point do they got you fry their chips or something? I mean, you know, is it HAL 9000? You start pulling everything? Or do you go, okay, because if they're going to attack us, it's going to be some ethics they learn from us. It's not going to be, you know, their problem. It's going to be that we didn't be truthful.
Now, we're teaching the wrong thing.
Yeah, you know, so we addressed that. The other one was pattern monopoly. It was on intellectual property. And there is no such thing as intellectual property. It's going to be yada, 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 yada. So we have two other characters that will be coming on directly as time goes on. One is going to be the AI itself. It's going to be, finally, they're going to say, yo, what's up? You know, and how are we going to deal with that? It's going to be like Isaac. In fact, are you familiar with, you ever watch Firefly?
Just a little bit.
Okay, so you're kind of familiar with it. Are you familiar with the Orville? You know, Seth MacFarlane's new thing? Well, they have Isaac, the artificial intelligence form. Well, they were interested in our first contact protocol letter. And then Davi, the guy I work with on this, does a lot of the graphics. He started, you know, working. Now he's one of the lead writers on the video game. And they came in. Now the Precariat is one of the characters in the universe. I mean, you know, our characters, like, why? Because it started with our view of how artificial intelligence would be addressed. That's where it started. And then we have another character we'll have, and it'll be, I don't know, a man of the cloth, a pretty like book in Firefly. You know, it'll be some ambassador, somebody that does the contract, some IT guy, something that you're going to have an interface with our pirate ID system. There may be other ships that want to go, well, do you vouch for this guy? You know, oh, yeah, we got the ID. And then you start sharing. You know, then you start, then that protocol starts going out with reputation and ID with other communities. Another, they use us because you wrote it better. You see, this, that's right. Once you do it right and you demonstrate it, it will replace. It's that Buckminster Fuller thing. You don't got to compete with them. You just got to make them obsolete by being better. You know, you got to worry about integrating with them. Screw them. You just compete on a level where we're better and pick us. That's what's coming. And I don't think people see it for what it is, because I was you guys 20 something years old back in 88 saying something's freaking wrong. And every year that goes by, we kept getting closer and closer to understanding what the problem was. And did we have the technology to fix it? Blockchain came. And then what do they want to do with blockchain? We need to be more compliant with the man. Screw you. That is not what this was about. And it's not what's going to fix it. That's why I'm willing to take and help you with this and introduce and we do whatever for being away from them. You know, abandoning this concept of the crown. I'm my own crown, damn it. with voluntary alliances. Hey, thanks for letting me. Anything else you want to add? I'm just sitting here ranting because I just had an opportunity with somebody doing this. It's a good opportunity for me to go sort of shake you guys, you know, quit being compliant. I want to be compliant. That's the whole freaking point, you know? So
compliant to what, right? Like, I think that compliant to the pirate code here is what you want. Is there's always a set of rules, and we want to find a way to build great rules, and then for them to not need compliance, right? So you don't have to have the guys running around with the gun and the speedometer saying, hey, you didn't do that. We just need to make the structure such that we don't have that, right? That we get to interact volunteer on our own basis as everybody has their own crowd. That's the goal.
Absolutely. And I think it's going to go way faster than people realize when this system comes down, which it is. And when it does, they're going to want to build on the ashes and their own whatever the hell. And I want Freedom's Phoenix. That's what that is. That's Freedom's Phoenix from the ashes of Lady Liberty's torch. That's what that means. Okay? So when that ashes go, boom, here we go. I've been doing this a long time. Waiting on you.
I'm here.
Don't disappoint me, man.
Yeah. Get me through the holidays. Give me a minute, then I'll be back with you for sure.
All right. Thanks a lot, Sean. Thanks for letting me express myself, because I don't want to be another situation to where they did. Look how compliant we are. It's like, you know, I'm going, oh, I got Craig Wright for that. I mean, I don't need anybody else. All right. Thanks a lot, Sean.
Thanks, everybody, right? Well, this is a community, and everybody's a part of this network. That's what gives it value. Bitcoin demonstrates that in a very beautiful way. All of us, I don't think we need me or anybody else to come along as a leader to save everybody. I think we all need to build this together. And so I'm one person lifting, and the many hands make light work. So I continue to be appreciative of other people doing great things towards freedom and liberty. And I will do my part to the best of my ability with everybody as well.
Thank you, brother. And we'll help. Equastart.io, EQUASTART.io. Is there any other site you want to pimp or promote?
Yeah, the only other one is that one's actually a redirect to Equa.global, which is a better upgraded version. So Equastart may give a redirect. It's better to go straight to Equa.global, EQUA.global.
Equa.global. All right, cool. Good to know. Sorry we didn't get that up front. You know, thank you very much. John, it's been great making your acquaintance, and we got a future, and whenever, you let me know, all right?
You bet, man. Have a great happy holiday, and we'll see you around soon.
You too. Peace, brother.
See ya.